This radio program is PG-13. Parents strongly caution some material may be inappropriate for children under the age of 13.
The following program is sponsored by Michael W. Smith.
The views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
This is Brother Mike. I'm back on the radio. Welcome to HardcoreChristianity.com. Welcome to the program. Today's Bible study on Filthy Fridays is Ministers of Merchandise. Today on Hardcore. Can you call somebody and tell the radio program's on? This is going to shock you. I'll tell you what, some of these TV preachers, it's good business to be on TV. You know what? You can make lots of money. I'll show you how they do it. This is Brother Mike. I am the professional counselor at the Arizona Deliverance Center. We're downtown on 15th Avenue, just south of Osborne Road. It's a red brick building. On the website, hardcorechristianity.com, you'll see all of our ministry services. We got two live services every week, Thursday and Friday night at 7 o'clock. Preaching, teaching, healing, and deliverance at both services. Brother Rick and the ministry team are there on Thursdays. We also have children's deliverance services, women's seminars. I have a deliverance training class the fourth Saturday of the month. I have a Sunday morning podcast where I go over the deep things of God. You can send me an email, mike@hardcorechristianity.com. I'll send you information for any of our services, including the codes and the passwords for the free seminars. Wednesday night for everybody, Monday night for the ladies only. The PayPal button is good on the website. Thank you for sending us a donation all these years. We've been on the radio for over 21 years. Thanks to you. The ministers of merchandise are all over TV, cable, dish, what have you. Man, they're everywhere. There's so many of them. It's unreal. You wouldn't believe the kind of wealth these people have, and you wouldn't believe the kind of money they make. You wouldn't believe the kind of mansions they live in. It's unbelievable, and the Bible teaches about it specifically. This was going on 2,000 years ago. It's still going on now. 1 Timothy chapter 4, the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. They will give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. They will teach lies and hypocrisy. They will have their conscience seared like a hot iron. 2 Peter chapter 2. The great apostle says there were false prophets among the people, and there shall be false teachers among you. They will privately bring in damnable heresies. Greek word for damnable there is apolia, which means destructive. They will bring in destructive heresies. They will deny the Lord that bought them. They will bring on themselves swift, same Greek word, apolia, destruction. Many shall follow their pernicious ways. Same Greek word, apolia, destructive ways. By reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of, Greek word blasphemeo, they will blaspheme the truth of the word of God. How will they do it? He says it right here. Through covetousness, they will with feigned words, Greek word for feigned there is plastos, where we get our English word plastic, molded words. Words that you come up with to fit your listeners, like a politician. 100% of all politicians are liars. 0% of them are born again Christian. They're all crooks and thieves and pathological storytellers. All lies. Everything's a lie. From Biden on down, from Trump on down, everybody is lying. It says through covetousness. Pleonexia is a Greek word. It means to have a vicious passion for money or material things, to covet something. Through covetous, they shall with feigned words, plastos, they will mold words just the way you want to hear it, see? You can't fool people all the time. You got to keep doing it differently. And then it says they will make merchandise of you. Merchandise. Emperor Ulamai is the Greek word for merchandise there. And it means to treat you like a department store. That's where we get our English word emporiums. An emporium. Some place you shop, some place you trade goods. Some place you buy and sell, an emporium. They will make merchandise of you, empor ulamai. What does that mean? They will treat you like product, a product. Let me give you an example. These preachers all live in mansions, and they're all filthy rich. Listen to here's the top eight richest ministers in the United States as of 2023. This was last year. Here we go, starting at the bottom. Jesse Duplantis, 20 million net worth. Rick Warren, believe it or not, 25 million net worth. I would have never guessed that one. Creflo Dollar, 27 million net worth. Andy Stanley, I am absolutely shocked at that. Of course, this includes his inheritance from his father. $45 million net worth. You believe that? Steve Furtick, he's relatively new to the game. This guy's a pro. $60 million net worth. Pat Robertson, when he died, you know what his estate was valued at? $100 million. Joel Osteen, he doesn't even take a salary from his church. $110 million. Net worth. Who's the richest of them all? I'll give you a second to think about it. Quickly. Of course you know who it is. Kenneth Copeland has a net worth of $300 million. They made merchandise of you, friend. You the fool. And there's one born every minute, according to Barnum and Bailey. Recently, Inside Edition, the tabloids show, Lisa Guerrero was one of the reporters on there, attempted to interview Jesse Duplantis about his home. He wouldn't answer any questions, but here's the bottom line. Jesse Duplantis recently gave some information about his mansion. It's unbelievably huge. You can't even believe it. It's worth $20 million. With the 501c3 laws in the United States, nonprofit organizations are the easiest ones to abuse. Let me give you a quick example. Black Lives Matter, just one of thousands taking money, pilfering money out of their nonprofit cause and buying mansions with them. Did you remember that scandal broke out 2 years ago? The director of Black Lives Matter had purchased three multi-million dollar homes using the money from the suckers that sent money into Black Lives Matter. Where'd all that money come from? From corporations who wanted to be woke. They sent them the money. The Black Lives Matter people said, hey, listen, why not buy a multi-million dollar home? It's all good. Well, here's how the law works. It's all governed by state law and federal law, 501c3s, okay? And there's restrictions with both. But for example, in my nonprofit organization for Hardcore Christianity, we don't have any money paid out for salaries, and we don't own any residences of any kind, okay? Through the ministry, purchased a home next to the Arizona Deliverance Center to be used as a temporary residence for men and women of God to come from out of state and have a place to stay for 2 or 3 days while they're going through healing and deliverance. We don't charge them. The ministry pays all the expenses, obviously. And so we give them a free place to stay for a few days while they're getting healed. I tried to get that building through the state of Arizona and the city of Phoenix in Maricopa County. I tried to get that building added to our nonprofit portfolio and tried to get it as tax-free because it was a property used for the ministry. And at the time, of course, we only paid $185,000 for it when we bought it. You know, obviously it's worth way more than that now with the insane inflation that's gone on in Phoenix, but they denied us. And we were using it for legitimate ministry purposes. The ministry owned it. I did not own it. I didn't have anything to do with it. I've never slept one night there. Well, if you get a mansion, the government allows you to consider that a parsonage, right? Jesse Duplantis lives in a $20 million mansion free. No property taxes, no taxes, nothing. Okay? Peter Popoff has a mansion in California. It's currently for sale. $7.3 million is the list price, if you can believe that. Can you imagine that? These people are filthy rich. Filthy rich. Kenneth Copeland has an 18,000 square foot mansion on a lakefront property in Fort Worth, Texas. It's worth over $10 million, pays no taxes on it, lives there free. It's considered a parsonage. Do you believe that? They all live in multi-million dollar mansions, and they're all rich, and they all live off of donated money, money donated by you. Some people call them suckers. Some people donate money to them. Kenneth Copeland has a net worth of $300 million, lives in a mansion, 18,000 square feet, for free, doesn't pay Tech Fort Worth any property taxes of any kind on the property because it's considered a parsonage. It's considered a parsonage. Jesse Duplantis doesn't pay any property taxes at all. Louisiana, it's considered a parsonage. It lives in a mansion. Well, the only way you can get this kind of money coming in is if you're making merchandise out of people and you're a fake and you're a phony. Take the money that's supposed to be used for the word of God and spreading the gospel and benefiting people. You take that money and you buy a mansion with it. You take that money, you put it in your bank account. You take that money and you launder money with other telemarketers, televangelists. I guess they are telemarketers as well. It's all graft. It's all graft. They're all making merchandise of you. Nothing can be done about it other than you stop sending them money. So they can live. Kenneth Copeland now has two jets. Jesse Duplantis has one jet. He'll catch up later. May God save us.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program was sponsored by Michael W. Smith.